RAF airdrops medics to world's most remote island. The United Kingdom deployed 6 paratroopers and 2 military clinicians from 16 Air Assault Brigade to provide aid to the island of Tristan da Cunha. The medical relief team arrived in style as they were airdropped by a Royal Air Force Airbus A400M in the first humanitarian support mission executed by parachute in RAF history. The relief team flew 4,217 miles, 6,788 kilometers, from their home field at RAF Breas Norton to reach Ascension Island for a stopover. The A400M, or Atlas C.1, took off again and flew over 1,800 miles, 2,900 kilometers, to reach the airdrop point, including an aerial rendezvous with a RAF Voyager tanker to refuel in midair. Tristan da Cunha is the most isolated overseas territory in the UK and is also described as the most remote inhabited island in the world. The sparse travel facilities dictated the high adrenaline travel method as the volcanic archipelago is very remote and lacks any airstrip. The normal means of travel between the islands for the 221 inhabitants is limited to boats, and no other infrastructure exists. The closest inhabited island is St. Helena at just over 1,490 miles, 2,400 kilometers away, while the continent of South Africa is over 1,740 miles, 2,800 kilometers, across the ocean. As a rocky outcropping in the South Atlantic Ocean, weather conditions can be extremely harsh. The British Army and RAF team successfully performed their duty and delivered critical relief to the people of Tristan da Cunha. The mission was specifically launched because the island's oxygen supplies were at a critical level, as the patient's condition was deteriorating from the hantavirus, or rat virus. While the Army medical team parachuted into the island, 3.3 tons of oxygen tanks and medical supplies were simultaneously airdropped from the A400M before it departed the airspace. The local government of Tristan da Cunha and residents gave a very warm welcome to the daring paratroopers and pulled out all the stops at short notice. Brigadier Ed Cartwright, commander of the 16 Air Assault Brigade, told the BBC that the team jumped 3 miles, 5 kilometers, out at a point over the ocean. The powerful wings forced the parachutists to turn into the wind and ride the air from far off the coast before they touched down on the edge of the island in a narrow drop zone.